But what I want to suggest to you is that you have been stuck in that pattern ever since that event happened. But you can break out of it. And the first way to break out of it, because there's nothing wrong with you, you're not broken, but there is a broken pattern that's repeating in your head. And what I want to suggest to you is that I'm 100% certain, 100% confident that you can break that pattern. No matter how deep the wound was, you can break that pattern. And the first thing you need to do is change the way you speak to yourself.
What's up, my friend? I'm health expert Ted Rice, and today I'm coming to you from Penang, Malaysia. My wife and I had to take a break from Thailand to renew our visas, but also to go and explore another part of Southeast Asia. And so we've been enjoying the culture here, the food. Penang is renowned for its food. We've been enjoying the Chinese Malaysian food. It's a particular type of Chinese cuisine called Hokkien cuisine. We've been enjoying the Malay food, the nasi lemak, the nasi kandar, and we had the most amazing Indian food in Little India in Penang, just fantastic. And we happened to be here during one of the biggest, if not the biggest, Hindu holiday, which is Diwali. So really looking forward to experiencing that. We're going to a celebration and we're meeting up with a friend who's going to take us around and show us around Penang properly. So that's what's going on with me. Now let's get into today's episode. What is the thing that I'm talking about that truly blocks people? And before I get into it, I just want to set the stage a little bit. I've been in this business for 20 years. I've worked with countless people. I have no idea how many at this point. I throw out numbers sometimes, but I truly don't know how many if we add up all the people in person and all the groups that I've taught, all the online groups that I've taught, and all the one-on-one clients that I've worked with online, got no idea, but it's a lot. And not only that, I've had the privilege to speak to people, to go deep, to ask questions, to get deep with them, like dig a bit deeper than, how many calories are you eating? Or what type of workout or program are you following? All that stuff's important, by the way. You know, what superfood powder you're drinking, all that stuff's important. But the thing is, what I learned the hard way, to be honest, is that if you want to change your body, you must change your mindset first. If you have an unsuccessful mindset with this, a sabotaging mindset, you're never going to get this right. Every time things get a little bit hard, you're going to fall off the wagon and it's going to take a while for you to get back on. And sometimes I've referred to it as like the all or nothing mentality. But today we're going to talk a little bit deeper about why this all or nothing mentality even happens to begin with. So if you're a person who's yo-yo dieted, if you're a person who has lost and gained the same 10 or 20 pounds over and over and over, then you're going to want to pay special attention to what I say. And I also want to add this to what I'm about to say. If you're a person who's struggling with this, but you're also a person who isn't feeling the best, is kind of down on themselves, hard on themselves, maybe a little too hard on yourself. If you're juggling a lot of things and your health is gone, or got put on the back burner, put to the side while you put other things first, your family, your business, making money, whatever it is for you, then that's what we're going to dive into today. And so I want to ask you, and this goes for women and men, what I want to know is when you look at yourself in the mirror, what is it that you say to yourself? And if you're not around a bunch of people right now, if you're by yourself, because I don't want things to get weird, I want you to say what you say to yourself in your head when you see yourself in the mirror. I want you to say it out loud. I want you to think about what you say to yourself. So even close your eyes, not if you're driving, please don't, but think to yourself, when I look in the mirror, What are the thoughts that come to my mind? And I want to ask you, and this goes for women and men, what are they? Do you have them yet? And now I want you to say them out loud to yourself. And for some people, it's unfortunately going to sound like this. Now, women may say something like, I'm disgusting. You know, I'm fat. I look terrible. I'm a mess. Or whatever it is that you say. It may even involve curse words. It may involve some really nasty things to yourself. If you're a guy, you may call yourself, you know, look at the old ugly mug. Look at the half of a man that I used to be, right? I'm half the man I used to be. Or you may wonder, where the hell is the man that I used to be? What are the things that you say to yourself? I want you to say them out loud. And I want you to think about, when you say them out loud, are those things that you'd ever say to another person? I want you to think about even someone you don't like. Is that something that you would say to them? Now, maybe the answer is yes. Maybe you got some people you really don't like in your life. Probably a better question is, think about people you love. Would you say that to them? Would you say that to your son, your daughter, your spouse, your mother, your father, your cousin, your brother, your sister? Would you say that to someone that you loved? And if the answer is no, to you wouldn't even say that to people you don't like, because you don't dislike someone that much, then you've got to ask yourself, why are you saying that to yourself? If you wouldn't tell someone you loved that because you love them, it kind of suggests that you don't love yourself. I mean, if you wouldn't say that to someone you loved in your life, if you'd put it a different way, but here you are telling yourself that, why? Why are you doing that? And I want to suggest to you, in case the answer isn't immediately obvious, that maybe you feel like you don't deserve it. Maybe you don't feel like you deserve to put yourself first, or your health first, or your body first, or your feelings first. And I also want you to think, when the first time that you started saying that to yourself, when did that start? Was it when you were young? Was it growing up? Was it something that your parents said? Was it something that they did? Were you copying them? Or did they make you feel that way? Or was it some of the other people in school? Did they say something to you? Did it make you feel that way? Was it something else? Was it later on in life? Maybe it was a spouse, or you got into a bad relationship and they made you feel that way and they said that to you. Or maybe they just made you feel that way and then you started saying that to yourself. And what I want to tell you, in case the answer is yes to this, is that you might feel that you're a little broken. You might feel like, yeah, things were going well for me in life, and then this thing happened. Maybe it was when I was 6 years old. Maybe it was when I was 12 or 16 or 20 or whatever. My first marriage, my first true love. And you feel like, ever since that happened, I've been feeling this way. I've been stuck in this pattern, and I've been broken ever since. And I haven't been able to care about myself. And I don't mean say, oh, I care about myself. Oh yeah, I care about myself. I mean, show care to yourself ever since that thing happened, ever since that feeling happened. What I want to tell you is, the good news, there's great news, in fact, is you're not broken. You're not broken at all. There's nothing wrong with you. You're 100% fine. 100% fine. I mean, if you're listening to this in a mental ward and you're locked in a rubber room in a straitjacket and on a lot of medication, and they're kind of just playing this on some device to kind of keep you sedated and give you something to, I don't know, keep your attention. Okay, maybe you're a little bit broken, but that isn't you, is it? All right. It isn't you. You're listening to this in your car. You're on your way to work. You're on a run right now. You're on a walk right now. Maybe you're around the house cleaning up. Whatever it is that you're doing, you're not broken. You're in your life. You're doing your life. You're making things happen. But if you're not broken, then it's like, well, what is this issue then? And how do I fix it? And what I want to tell you is things happen to us in life. Unfortunately, it's not how the cartoons, the Disney movies and cartoons that we grew up on. It doesn't happen that way. Unfortunately, we take some hard hits. Some of us harder than others. Some of us not as hard, but we all take hits. We all get knocked down. And what I want to suggest to you is that you have been stuck in that pattern ever since that event happened, but you can break out of it. And the first way to break out of it, because there's nothing wrong with you, you're not broken, but there is a broken pattern that's repeating in your head. And what I want to suggest to you is that I'm 100% certain, 100% confident that you can break that pattern. No matter how deep the wound was, you can break that pattern. And the first thing you need to do is change the way you speak to yourself. And I want you actually to change the way you speak to yourself. I don't want you to listen to what I'm saying like, oh yeah, okay, change the way I speak to myself. Okay, I got it. Of course, I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to listen, but that sounds right. That's not what I'm talking about. You need to say it right now. Provided you're not in a situation, social situation, where it's going to get a little weird if you do. And if you really want to get yourself outside of your comfort zone, well, then you know what? Go for it, because it's not really that weird. But why don't you try on next time you see yourself in the mirror and you don't like what you see, instead of saying, I hate myself, I'm old, I'm ugly, I'm fat, I'm disgusting, I'm a pig, whatever it is, try this on. You know what? I deserve to feel better than this. I deserve to look better. In fact, watch me go out. Watch me make it happen. I'm going to commit to making a change in my behavior. And I want that change in behavior to start with the way I speak to myself. And next time I see something I don't like in the mirror, I'm going to accept it and I'm going to find something to say good about myself. I'm going to find something to love about myself, find something to compliment myself about. And this goes for men as well as women. Now, women may be like, yeah, okay, that's great. And guys are like, I'm not talking to myself. I want you to do it. If you're feeling this way, you've got to change the way that you speak to yourself. I mean, we all struggle with the same things. Look, my hair is falling out. I'm 42 years old, about to be 43. My hair looks like it's disappearing. I was overweight in my mid-30s, and I said some pretty bad things to myself in my time. I hated my life. I hated myself for many, many years, not because of my weight, because of other things that happened. If you know, I'm not going to go into my story. For those of you who've been listening for a while, you know it. For those of you who don't, you know, you can Google me and read about it. You can listen to some of the earlier episodes or listen to an interview that I've done. So what I'm telling you is that it needs to start with what you say to yourself. And every time if you see yourself and you don't like something, it's okay to want to improve. It's okay to say, you know what? I shouldn't be that overweight. It's bad for my health. It's not making me feel good. But when you say something so negative, when you kick yourself in the teeth or beat yourself down, that is not helpful. And it's just adding more stress and more hate to a person who already feels that way. And so that's not the way out. So next time you see yourself and you see something that you don't like, I want you to acknowledge it, accept it, and find something good about yourself to compliment yourself. And start using words that say, you know what? I'm going to take action on this. I'm going to take action right now. In fact, I'm going to do some squats right in the mirror. This is the first change that you need to make. And I'll tell you, if you get this wrong, you can try every diet. You can even hire someone like me and it's not going to go well. Because I'm not Harry Potter. people keep using that reference. I never really got into the Harry Potter thing. I'm not Merlin. I'm not Harry Potter. I'm not a wizard. I'm not a magician. I'm not David Copperfield. I don't have superpowers, and no other coach does either. It has to be from you. Now, people can help you, but it has to be from you. It has to be you stepping up here. It has to be you changing the way it's changing your behaviors to show yourself to show care to yourself. And so that's what I want to say. If you don't get this right, you're going to be stuck. You're going to be trying things, but you're always going to self-sabotage because deep down inside, you don't feel like you deserve it. You don't feel like you deserve to feel great. You don't feel like you deserve to look great. You don't feel like you deserve to lose that 10, 20, 30, 50, whatever many pounds it is. You don't feel like you deserve to have an amazing life. And you've got to change that. You've got to realize that you're as deserving as any person. The only thing that you got to do is earn it by doing the right things. But the first thing you got to realize is that you deserve it as much as anybody else does. It's just that the people who step up and claim their power have to overcome that negative self-talk first, or else you can't achieve success in business, success in relationships, success with your health. This goes for everything. So change the way you talk to yourself. Start finding something to compliment yourself on and start changing your words, because once you change your thoughts, it's going to be a lot easier to change your actions. It all starts in your head. And that's what I want to say to you today, because I see so many people out there who are struggling big time. And they think it's because it's the diet, or, you know, I just don't know how to work out, or I keep falling off because I get busy. But it goes much deeper than that. And so I want you to be honest with yourself. And I want you to go through this, even if you didn't do the exercise because you were in a situation where it would have made you feel super duper uncomfortable, super duper weird. I want you to go home, listen to this again, and do it. Because once you make that shift, that's when things are going to get easier. Once you realize you deserve it if you're willing to work for it, that's all it is. You deserve it if you're willing to work for it and do the right things. Anyone deserves that. If they're willing to work for it, if they're willing to do the right things, it's as simple as that. And so that's what I want to leave you with today. I'm going to make this a short one. But I also want to tell you this. If you are a person who's looking for help in this way, if you have been stepping up, if you have been making efforts, if you have been changing the way that you talk to yourself, or if you're up for doing that and you're looking for a coach to guide you through, I'd love to invite you to hop on a call with me. But I want to be very clear about something. My coaching is not for everybody. I'm not for everybody. And just because you listen to the podcast doesn't mean you have to become a client of mine. It doesn't. You can come every week and listen and benefit from the interviews and hopefully from the solo episodes I do. So what I want to tell you is, if you're a person who has a growth mindset, if you're willing to step up and take responsibility, if you're willing to commit to getting this done, because it's hard work, success in any area, whether it's being a good parent, hard work, being a success financially in your career with your business, hard work, success with your body, hard work, success in your relationship, it all takes hard work. And frankly, not that many people are ready to commit to doing the work. We'll say that we are. But when it comes to actually putting skin in the game, when it comes to taking action, that's when we shy away. We're all talk. And that's okay. We all have to walk our own paths. And some of us have to, you know, suffer more to make the change. Some of us, the truth is that we may never get it handled. And what I'm doing with the podcast is doing my best to put out information that makes a difference so that everybody feels like they have a chance to step up in their life, especially with their health. But if you feel like you're a growth mindset person, you're ready to step up, you're committed to changing it now, you're coachable, You're not going to hire me and then try to tell me what to do, because I will fire you if you do that. I've had to fire a couple clients, unfortunately, and I knew I could help them, but they wouldn't let me because they just were suffering from some of the things that I'm talking about now. There's just, I don't have any strategies or techniques or a magic wand to deal with that. I need you to be already playing at a certain level, to have done the work on yourself. So if you're doing well in life and you want to reach that next level with your health and your fitness, I'd love to work with you. I'd love to speak with you, actually. And then we can decide whether it's a good fit for you. And by the way, the cost of the call is free. And on that call, we're going to dive into what's working, what's not working, and where you want to go, and step-by-step how to get there. I'll help you with that, and I'll do it for free. And also, I do this because I know that some people, a small amount actually, will have what it takes, will have that mindset to overcome the bridge of fear, to carry themselves across it, to commit to truly transforming their body and in the process, their life, truly committed to doing the work, truly ready for that. And if you are, we may invite you into the program. And that's all I've got to say. So where can you do that? You would go to legendarylifeprogram.com/apply. That's legendarylifeprogram.com/apply. And that's where to set up your call. So I'm going to wrap things up. I'm going to keep this short today because I want you to think about this. And if you didn't do the exercise that I asked you to do, I want you to go through it later. I want you to go through it later. And if you don't go through it, that's a sign that you're just not ready and you're going to have to keep working until you start taking action. You're going to have to keep brainwashing yourself until you clean your brain of enough negative thought patterns that you're able to make that shift, to bridge that gap between where you are now, just listening to a bunch of stuff, information, and then actually taking action. But you can do it, so never give up. Never give up. Keep showing up, keep working at it until that shift happens. And again, if you're ready, if you're committed, if you're coachable, if you've got that mindset, if you're successful in your career, business, and you're looking to get successful with your health and your body, then I'd love to speak to you at legendarylifeprogram.com/apply. That's it for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Have an amazing week, and I'll speak to you soon.